The identification of animal remains is done with the aid of comparative collections. These collections contain the skeletons of fauna likely in the archaeological record, including individuals of different ages and sexes for each species. Good zooarchaeological labs will have thousands of animal skeletons so that when you're trying to identify a bone, you can pick out a skeleton of the species you suspect it belongs to and hold them side by side. Where do you suppose they get all these animal skeletons? Many of them come from roadkill. Most of the zooarchaeologists I have known that have their own labs have gotten permits from the state to collect roadkill. Of course, the problem with roadkill is it still has flesh attached. How do you suppose they get rid of the flesh? You can boil or bury the bones to get rid of the flesh, but most zooarchaeological labs keep flesh-eating beetles on hand to do this dirty work. These are a specific species of beetle that eats dead flesh. They can clean the flesh of a small animal or fish in a few weeks.